Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a lot more to football than what really meets the eye. There are days when you could give it up. There are days when you could fly. You either love or hate it, depending on the score. But when your team run out or they kick a goal, how's a mighty roar.
Listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9.
Well, hello and welcome to Chicks Talking Footy on a Wednesday night. Big thanks to That Sports Show. Cheers. I'm so excited about the Olympics. I'm Danae Gibson. With me, Susanna Mott. G'day, Motty.
Hello, good evening.
Ambree McCauley.
G'day, girls.
Tiger. Bomber, Docker. The skipper's away this week, so there are no Hawks in the studio, but there are also no victories between us. We have not won for a while, have we?
No. Well, no. In my case, being Essendon, no, one win in the first round or second round, was it?
Richmond does not look likely.
No.
No.
We'll talk a little bit more about that later in the show. And also on the show tonight, there's just 10 days until the AFL Pride game. And we'll talk with the Victorian Gender and Sexuality Commissioner about that.
So exciting.
I know.
Oh, the whole, yeah.
And we'll look ahead to the next round of the AFL footy as well. So, first things first, let's get our priorities right. We've just mentioned that there are no victories between us. So let's go straight to the big AFL Pride game on Saturday the 13th of August at the Docklands. So get on board if you want to be there. And ticket sales are going well, Motty, I believe.
Very. And the Saints announced, I think, today that they're knocking 20% off tickets if you buy them between now and August the 8th or something like that. So I think you have to go to their website and that you get redirected to whichever ticket it is.
Yeah, get organised, really. Get organised. There's 10 sleeps. If you're going to sleep on the Friday night before the big game, then there's 10 sleeps.
Yep.
Check out the Pride Saints and the Rainbow Swans. They're the LGBTI supporter groups for the St Kilda and Sydney Swans teams. Check out their Facebook pages and you'll find out more about functions and
the
pretty gear, the costuming and the functioning.
People can wear their own gear. It doesn't necessarily have to be anything they have to buy. Just bring whatever you've got.
Yeah, it's not compulsory, but you can find out more, and I suggest you do. There'll be lots more information across the board on Joy 94.9 next week. But for now, let's get into the highlights of round 19. Always feels like so long ago, Tiger. Geelong defeated the Western Bulldogs on Friday night. Did you see any of that?
I did. Yeah, it was a good game, wasn't it? Close. I thought the Doggies did quite well for all of their injuries.
Unbelievable.
They're just a really disciplined unit, aren't they? They just find a way to stay in the contest. So I really enjoyed that game.
I mean, there's a lot of talk about, oh, they gave it a good crack. They tried really hard. Well, you'd expect that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, they're professional teams. That's what they're meant to do. But, yeah, the more injuries, that's just...
It's sad.
It is, and they're not. You can't put it down to in previous seasons. Other teams have had, oh, gee, their conditioning staff clearly are not getting something right.
Yep.
Well, there's just a few freakish injuries these guys have had. Yeah.
The Giants defeated Richmond. Okay, Tiger.
Yes.
Sorry,
I'm not
to
sure
laugh.
How long I've got, but.
Well, the score was 17-9-3-5.
Yeah, our lowest score in about 35 years, I think. Yeah, look, it wasn't great. But hasn't the media hysteria just been everywhere this week?
Well, I've managed to avoid it to some degree. Have you felt the sting of the Tiger?
Oh yeah, it's been a tough week. But you would expect that. I mean, Richmond's a big club. You know, we've got 71,000 members. We're debt free. We're doing all the right things off the field, and then they serve up a performance like that. So. Yeah, there's a few unhappy members out there, and there's been talk of influential members getting together at pubs and. Talking about a coup of the board, but I think probably the board's the least of our concerns. Peggy and Gary March, the previous president, and Brendan Gale has been a terrific CEO, and we're debt-free. We've got money in the bank. I think we just need to start, putting our hands in our purse and start spending some money on some quality development coaches and getting the best out of our talent because, we've... we've been a victim of those compromised drafts where we've had one okay pick and then, you know, second or third round picks haven't come on.
I do think your recruiting needs to have a close look at, because, as you said, off field going well, hard week. I heard you say when you phoned up another another talkback opportunity this morning that, you know, the Richmond beat three of the top four teams last year, so it's not necessarily a Hardwick issue. So that pairs it back to players and whether the right an effort and I think primarily whether they're the right players are being chosen. I think that was what I would do. Mm. I would look straight to the recruiters and just check.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will. I mean, you know, Brendan Gale's come out and said we're doing an extensive, you know, external review. Yeah. So they'll look at all facets about why we haven't performed this year. But, you know, and I heard an interesting comment. I mean, Damien Hardwick's taken us to three consecutive finals campaigns. Sure, we haven't won one.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, we hadn't played finals since early 2000. So
yeah, 2001, prelim.
Yeah, that's right. And so one bad season shouldn't be his legacy, I think.
It's just that it's when you look at that scoreline, yeah, that, you know, and they've suffered some real, they're not just defeats, are they?
No.
Unfortunately.
Oh, no, that was a shocker. That was a shocker. Like, yeah, the game was over before quarter time. It was awful to watch. But at the same time, it was, I made myself sit through it.
Good on you, Tiger. So Hawthorn 10-14 defeated Carlton 7-13. So I think it was like 3-11 to 2-9 or something at half time. So clearly very windy down Van Diemen's Land. Talking of recruitment, as you were, Bree, clearly the Blues recruited a good coach in Brendan Bolton, and they've got a better list than it appeared even 12 months ago. So times can change quickly.
Very much so.
They changed their president, if you recall. They got, you know, what I suppose could be called a newer breed, Mark LeJudice. Mm-hmm. He's a passionate Carlton guy. He doesn't have other agendas like some previous Carlton people have had. And he just wants to make the footy club great again. And so they've gone out and they've got Bolton and you just go, wow. You know, he's doing something really good down there, I think.
Yeah, I think there's a lot.
He's a manager of men, and I think that makes a difference.
And a teacher, I think.
And a teacher, yeah, you're right.
Collingwood 13-13 defeated West Coast 11-6. Yes.
Bit of a surprise, though. Anyone else surprised? I was surprised by that result.
Not entirely. I think Fee tipped it last week. And also, it was the Pies in Melbourne against West Coast, who don't always travel so well.
No, they don't. I just thought West Coast probably had more to play for, so I picked them. But you know, you didn't do it, West Coast, did you?
That's enough about the wet toast. Brisbane Lions 11-13 lost to Port 25-23. Now, I just want to say 11-13, that's 24 scoring shots, at least, without the out of bounds.
Yep.
And 25-23, that's 48. 72 scoring results in a game that is basically 100 minutes.
Yeah.
What did anyone tackle?
That's, I wouldn't have thought so, and I wouldn't have thought the boundary umpire would have thrown in a lot of out of bounds.
So that's a great result for Port.
Leather poisoning, they say.
Yeah. Must be kicking themselves that they didn't get some better results early in the season. North Melbourne, 12-13, defeated St Kilda, 8-14.
Well, they just had to win, didn't they, for Boomer. And they found a way.
That's right, it was the big milestone round.
Boomer's day.
Yep.
On Sunday, Melbourne just hung on against Gold Coast, 9-12 to 9-10.
Shocking game. Did you watch it?
No, I listened to some of it, but no.
Yeah,
I listened as well.
Poor skills.
Sounds like they did everything they could to lose it.
Yeah. They did. But Jack Watt, seriously, he's had the best season of his life.
Yeah, that's great.
Isn't that great for him?
Great. Yeah.
That's really good. And
everyone's happy.
Ruse wrote an article or was quoted an article saying he's a really good, you know, bloke.
Yeah.
He stood up for him as a person within this last week, which I think is a really nice thing to do as well.
But, excellent. Yeah. It's there's so much, you know. We malign characters so easily, and it's so nice to hear someone being really positive about someone who has faced a lot of criticism in the mainstream and the social media.
It sure has.
So we just might skip past the next result, which is actually Fremantle 7-5 lost to Sydney 21-11. Sydney were just super clinical. A great result for them, an awful day for Fremantle.
Were Freo bad?
They were bad.
Okay, so it wasn't just that Sydney were great.
No, Sydney were great, but Freo were bad. Has seemed to have lost all confidence.
How good was Aaliyah?
He was great. Yeah.
He's so great.
I like watching him play.
Mm, yeah. So
and
do I.
I read a lovely little thing actually on the Sydney website today that he tackled Pav at one stage. So Matthew Pavlich was playing his 350th game, and instead of rubbing his face into the dirt as might happen, he actually patted him on the back and helped him up.
Oh, old-fashioned player. Wow.
Aaliyah playing his sixth game against Matthew Pavlich, game 350. Mm. So that's great. And the last result of the round, Adelaide 22-11 defeated Essendon 9-7.
Oh, we got beaten. I hadn't caught up with that. Wow.
Did anyone catch that Eddie Betts goal?
Who doesn't love Eddie Betts?
Oh, yeah, well,
he does one a week now, doesn't he?
He's brilliant.
Awesome. He's been amazing for them.
50-plus goals for the year.
Yeah. I mean, that is a flattering scoreline because there was a lot of about three or four goals Essendon kicked in junk time. And Adelaide were great.
Yeah.
And Essendon just weren't. And
do you see light at the end of your tunnel, Moddy?
Look, I guess so. The people are talking about next year, you know, being better with some of these players. But if these guys that are playing now don't start believing, then they'll take a losing mentality into next year. And that's going to be very hard for Worsfold to meld everyone together. But there's also about five or six guys that haven't signed yet of the 12. And I think it's time they should.
Yeah.
They should state their intentions because the club can't move forward if they don't know.
I was under the I was under the impression about 6 or 8 weeks ago that all of the signings were very close. So there seems to have been a little bit of a bottleneck now.
There has. Mm. So there was a few that went early. Heppel and Hooker are two of the most important. For mine, the ones remaining are Hurley, Watson, Hibbard. But there's a lot of talk around today that Hibbard signed for 4 years at Melbourne. Don't know if he has or not, but there's little tweets around. And Sam McClure said it on one of the footy shows last night. Brent Stanton and Benny Howlett. So for me, Hurley and Watson have got to come back.
Yeah.
And sorry, Brent and Benny Howlett, but and Tate Pearce has joined the fire department, so
okay.
I've last heard, so I don't think he's coming back.
We look to the pin-up poster that he'll release. Yeah. Yeah. You're listening to
him and Kane Corns.
Yes. You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9. In the lead-up to the AFL Pride game between the Saints and the Swans, we've chatted with Brett from Pride Saints and Serena from Rainbow Swans. Tonight, we're proud to call on the Victorian Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, Ro Allen, longtime LGBT community advocate and friend of Joy 94.9. The commish has been in the role for a little over 12 months, and I wonder, Ro, should we be calling you the commissioner for meetings?
Commissioner for radio interviews today, I think.
Well, how many?
But this is my very first time on Chicks Talking Footy, so
well,
there you go.
Well, thank you for joining us and taking our call. How many meetings have you had today?
Oh, three meetings today and five interviews or something, so it's going pretty well.
Well, we're glad that you're with us. I'm Danae, Moddy and Bree are going to ask some questions as well.
Now, we've read comment in one of the articles that there are so many rainbow families that are coming to the football for the first time. I think you stated yourself that you're bringing your child for the first time. How important do you think this initiative is to the wider LGBTIQ AFL community?
Look, I think it's fantastic. And, I mean, there's obviously, as you know, there's been many of our community that have, you know, grown up with footy, played footy, gone to the footy. Many people who just haven't, and I think this is fantastic that particularly Matt Finnish from the St Kilda Football Club has taken this on as an ally. You know, it's great when allies pick up and run the cause and have to do the work yourself. And,
yeah, for sure.
You know, we've got so many text messages. I mean, you know, just all the stereotypes, the people texting me and messaging me saying, I know how to buy tickets to the theatre, but how do you buy tickets to the footy, you know? Like, it's been hilarious. And to be honest, I didn't know. And then they go, oh, it's the same way. But, you know, and I know a lot more about, you know, the footy game itself, and I know that it's so important to bring people together, you know, and that's what's so really important about it. And, you know, footy will be the leadership role for many other sports, but they're not the first sport to take on pride games. Like, water polo kicked it off, I think, and Yarra Glen Pride game, and, you know, I'm flipping a coin at Moorabbin on Saturday for a Pride game.
Fantastic.
So, you know, I'll be a real footy expert soon. I'll be
You really are getting properly. Out in amongst it, aren't you, Ro?
That's it.
Hi, Ro. Bree here. Thanks for joining us. Do you follow AFL? Like, which team do you follow?
Well, I had to come out of the closet, you know, as we all have at some point, maybe most of us, when time's ready. I had to come out of the closet of saying I don't follow a football team. That was probably pretty hard. But, of course, I follow the Saints now, the mighty Saints that have come forward and started the game, of course. So just don't ask me any of the players' names. Or, but I think they're – and I've been – you know, I've sat on panels with the players now and – you know, they're absolutely genuine about this, about why they want to support our community. And everyone's touched in some way. They know someone or their cousin or their brother or sister or, you know. It's fantastic.
I sometimes describe it, Ro, as yoga, because I go to the football and it is one of the few places that I can sit and nothing else comes into my mind and I'm there with my friends or family or whoever and I just focus on that and that's a good couple of hours. So, and I hope that other people will feel like that when they come to the Pride match.
Oh, look, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And, you know, not to give it all away, but I think the flags, the umpire flags are going to be rainbow. And I think there's rainbow stuff on the football itself. And is it the 50-metre mark?
It
circle?
Is, yeah.
Coming out here again.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
And the rainbow, the floor of the change rooms, apparently the cameras go into the floor of the change rooms and the floor of the change room is going to be in rainbow colours. So,
Ro, if some of those golf umpires' flags go missing, can you not dob on me? Because I reckon they'll be in my back pocket.
Well, there is merchandise, but you know what? There's not a lot.
No.
There's not a lot because they didn't know how much, they didn't want to be left with, you know, 100 million rainbow, you know, scarves with St Kilda and stuff. So I reckon they'll go pretty quick. I think they'll be collectors. So people want to get in, you know, pretty early and get the merch, I reckon, the paid merch, the merch that you don't make off with. did I say that on radio? you know.
You did.
Because, and I said to Matt, he goes, you know, like we've kind of added an extra couple of thousand in our thinking. Like a normal game gets like 23,000, is that right, about that?
That's about right.
I don't know. That right, and he's, you know, he's hoping for 25. And I said to him the other day, ooh, reckon it'll be a bit bigger than that, Matt. So I don't know, what do you all think?
I think there's a bunch of people coming down from Sydney.
I think it's going to be an awesome atmosphere. I mean, the thing about the Sydney component of it as well is, you know, it's sort of like Melbourne's Pride March versus, you know,
Pride March versus Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras, which I think is hilarious. So there's elements added to it all over the place.
I'm sure the Premier of Victoria would be tweeting to his counterpart in New South Wales too. He loves that.
So, Ro, is your sense and feel that people are responding positively to the game?
Yeah, I try not to read too much social media, you know, just little bits at a time. But, yeah, there's a mixed feel. There's a lot of people that think footy's footy and this shouldn't be an issue and it shouldn't come into football. And then there's a lot of people who, you know, are really excited that their club or footy is taking it on. So I think it's a mix. I think we've got to get it right, not be too over the top, just say we want inclusion and that's really important and keep the politics out of it, you know. That's really the key for the day, I think. To be successful, we just need to say everyone should be welcome at the football line. You know, today we remember that LGBTI people need to be included as well.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, Ro. And I also try not to read below the line in social media commentary because it can, you know, it can be hurtful. Makes me think of plebiscites.
That's right, yeah, we won't go there. But it was like one of the very first interviews I did on radio was with Neil Mitchell. And the best piece of advice he gave me when we got off air was, don't read the social media, and for goodness sake, don't let your family read it. Mm. And that has been advice that I have pretty much adhered to for 12 months, and it's served me well.
Having said that, we also need to be aware that part of the role of this game is to open up the dialogue with the broader community and that discussions will happen and that we will be raising awareness and we need to be as positive as we can. So we have to take the bad with the good sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. And if there is bad, we just have to rise up above it. And hopefully love will outshine hate. But I do encourage everyone to come along to keep your happy smiles and keep your manners and, you know, do our community proud, as, you know, we intend to. And go to Saints.
My grandmother always used to say, don't lower yourself to their level, make them come up to yours. And
that's it.
So if we're all even and supporting each other on the day, it's going to be a cracker.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
Well, Ro, we're really grateful that you've taken time to have your 98th radio interview for the day, and I suspect you'll have a few more. We'll also be talking to you at the game.
Yep.
And we're very grateful.
So I hear you. I hear you commentating with Dean. That's really wonderful because he's out of his depth too. So
that's okay. There's some really tragic footy loving chicks that are really looking forward to this, and we thank you for your support. We'll see you at the game.
I'm so glad you're broadcasting from inside the ground and you've got a special spot and you're all organised.
Yeah, apparently. We're all organised.
Right?
That's
we
right.
Are.
How good is that in itself?
You know? It's
they recognise our radio station and they supported all that to happen. So
yeah. I know, we're delighted, yeah. Pinching ourselves.
And we'll be able to be heard across the national radio network of community radio, so people won't be isolated. It will certainly tackle homophobia.
Great visibility. Yep.
Breakdown.
And you're not going to ask me any technical footy questions during the game, are you?
Yes, all of them. Ten in a row, Ro. Get ready.
The stats, Ro. We're going to get you to do the stats.
What?
Thanks for chatting with us today, Ro.
I'll see you soon.
Absolute pleasure.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye now.
The Victorian Gender and Sexuality Commissioner, Ro Allen. And Ro will be at the AFL Pride game on the 13th of August, as will we. Ro will be one of the many guests we have on the outside broadcast, and we'll have plenty more about that next week. There'll be giveaways across the station. You will not miss out. So check out the Chicks Talking Footy Facebook page if you want to know some more. And we'll have the preview of the next round up next.
Joy 94.9.
So we're into time on Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9. A quick word from the skipper who's in Brisbane. Sunday football was excruciating this week. Yeah, thanks. Not one good game. Hawk free zone. G'day to our bulldog Betty, who thinks that the final eight might be set. I think so too.
I agree.
And let's look ahead to the round Friday night. Bree?
Yes, great rivals, Tigers and Collingwood, MCG blockbuster. Just a bit of a call out to our members and supporters. The best thing you can do is support your club. So drop all your Friday plans and get to the G.
And then come the next Saturday night to the Docklands.
Go Tigers.
And the next game?
Swans versus Port are at the SCG on Saturday, daytime. You just can't go past Sydney at the moment. Things are really working for them, and they seem to always have players to fill the gaps when someone's not. Young Gary Rowan, who's had terrible bad luck with injuries, a terrible broken leg and things over his time, is playing really well, and he's making a difference for them. And as one of your favourites, Danae Alia-Alia, has made a real difference as well, five or six games and having his presence felt. So they are a shoo-in.
Gary Rowan's one of those players like Caleb Daniel and Alia-Alia that I like to watch. Melbourne plays Hawthorn. No Hawks here. Let's move on.
Just one thing about the Hawks is that everyone, and even Fiona, who is the skipper currently in Brisbane, she says, we're not playing that well this year. Well, now they're going for their 10th win in a row.
Yeah.
So in my book, that means they're going all right.
That's just potentially pessimistic Hawk talk. They're going well. They're playing at the G
pessimist.
Against the Demons. Then it's Gold Coast versus the Giants at the Gold Coast. That'll be an interesting match to see how well the Giants play. Gold Coast much better last week. Western Bulldogs versus North at Docklands on Saturday night, while the Adelaide Crows are playing the Brisbane Lions in Adelaide.
Gee, that Bulldogs-North is a really tricky one, actually. I normally would go for Betty's Bulldogs, but the injuries just has really crueled them. So I think
they've lost Libba now too.
Yeah, so. I think I'll have to go to North. They're going to get a couple of boys back, but I think I have to go for North on that one.
Gee, North missing Jared Waite, who's out with hip surgery now. I think that's been a factor this year. Drew Petrie played much better last week.
Jack will get another go, though, won't he?
Yeah, I think so. And the Crows, Haybeck and all the Dulls will absolutely pants the Lions. We would expect – I don't tip, so it doesn't really matter.
Eddie's big pants, do you mean?
A couple of key outs.
Yes.
Adelaide, Thompson and Jacobs won't be playing.
Yeah, that's right. And Taylor Walker will come back in, so it should, you know.
Tex. I like him too.
Yeah. The Blues versus the Saints on Sunday.
I like this one.
I think we've all got to go for the Saints, you know.
Absolutely.
No, I'm going to go pride. For the Blues.
Oh, all right.
I hate the Blue Baggers. Blues.
Go for little Sylvana.
Go Blues.
I love
Hi,
him.
Ben. Hi, Aaron. Go Blues.
Right. Cats versus Bombers. We'll pick the Cats, I think. But I will say, go Bombers.
You're allowed to say that. So we've got two Bombers in the room. Thanks to Malcolm for helping us out tonight.
And the Derby, go Frio.
Yeah, go Frio. Ooh. That's the last game of round 19. That's a wrap for Chicks Talking Footy on Joy 94.9 tonight. So thank you, Motti. Thank you, Bree. How excited are you about next week?
Scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah.
11.
11. And will you be doing some warm-ups? Are you going dancing during the week to get your queerness on?
Gosh, there's an idea.
Isn't there?
I had not thought of it. Are you asking me on a date?
I am.
Right.
I'm
going to
find my
We're
pride
done.
Flag.
Yep.
Yeah.
So dress up in your colours, whatever your colours might be, and come along to the AFL Pride game at the Docklands on Saturday next week. We'll be broadcasting from 6 till 10. There will be lots of activities. The Kinky Boots will kick us off, and you'll hear about it across Joy 94.9 across the week.
Or the website. Or the Facebook pages.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget, hey, we've got a Twitter account
we
now.
We have. It's Ace. What is it?
CTFJoy94.9. So like us on Facebook. You can listen to previous podcasts and you can head to the Joy website and check out Chicks Talking Footy. And I'm not sure who's with us in the team. Maybe we'll all play next week.
Yeah,
let's demand we all get a game from the skipper. We miss you, Fee. Hoping you have a good time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending messages, everybody.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.